Well, the March Madness is here. The 2026 NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament tipping off today. Big dance. First game of the day is underway as number 8 seeded Ohio State facing off against number 9 TCU. We might get an update on that. What we really care about is number 3 seed Michigan State playing or making its 28th straight trip to the NCAA tournament under the great head coach Tom Izzo. And they'll be playing number 14 seed North Dakota today on WJR broadcast time 3 p.m., tip-off apparently at 4:05. All of this a part of the first round of the NCAA tournament East Region at KeyBank Center. Nick Fardella joins us. He is WJR's MSU Sports Digital Reporter, here to talk about today's game and more. Nick, welcome.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate you having me be on.
Well, it's our pleasure having you on. What do you think of today's game?
I think Michigan State's going to get it done. North Dakota State, they're a really small team. They don't have anyone above 6'11", so that's going to have a huge advantage for Michigan State with Carson Cooper and Jackson Culler. Everyone knows they want to push the pace and get the ball in the paint, and I think North Dakota State not having anyone that tall is going to be a huge advantage for us to get our offense going early.
Well, here's hoping, and I don't think after going through the Big Ten tournament like both of our teams, Michigan State and Michigan, nobody's going to be cocky. Nobody's going to say, well, we can beat North Dakota, no problem. You better not go into any of those games feeling that way. That's how upsets happen. The winner of today's game will advance to play the winner of game between number 6 seed Louisville and number 11 seed South Florida come Saturday, March 21st. And you look at Tom Izzo, making his 28th straight appearance in the NCAA tournament. That's got to be very close to being, maybe the longest streak?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he does have the longest active streak as an active head coach. So, I mean, that streak's just going to continue on growing, and that does pose an advantage for Michigan State to make a deep run here because he's been there so many times, and he knows how to win in March.
He sure does, and I'm hoping and praying for him. They say that it is the longest streak in Division I men's basketball history, ranking ahead of Gonzaga's Mark Few with 26. We're talking, as you pointed out, active. And then the 28 tournament appearances ranks tied for 5th most of all time and our 2nd among active coaches behind only Rick Barnes, who has had 30, but at Tennessee, Texas, Clemson, and Providence. Now, Michigan State making its 39th appearance in the NCAA tournament with a record of 76-37 in its previous 38 tournaments. What else do we know besides the fact that they're they're short? I like that. About this North Dakota State team, what are their strengths? We know their weakness now.
They play at a really slow pace. They're bottom half of the country in pace and tempo, so they want to grind you out on defense and control the clock when they're on offense and just work their sets to the late game and the shot clock. And Michigan State, when they lost in the tournament before, it has been when teams have dictated the pace of the tempo. So I think that's going to be the key to the area. Michigan State wants to run, but North Dakota State wants to slow the game down. Whoever wins that battle is going to win this game.
Nick Fardella, WJR's MSU Sports Digital Reporter. I mentioned a moment ago both Michigan State and Michigan had, in the end, not the outcomes they would have liked in the Big Ten tournament. Do you think that that's going to be tough to bounce back from, or do you think that's going to be what really motivates both teams?
I think it's going to motivate them. I think, obviously, you want to win your conference tournament, but if you lose, it's not end-all, be-all, because you still – if you're going to clinch March Madness, which both Michigan and Michigan State did, they're going to play in March Madness. But I think they lost early. Both of them didn't have the outcomes they wanted. I think they're going to have a chip on their shoulder, everyone doubting them that they can't win, and that's going to prove dividends in the tournament.
How possible is it we're going to see a Michigan State-Michigan rematch in this thing?
It would only happen if both teams make the finals, which I think very well could happen. Michigan State, I think they're going to get out of this week and make for the Sweet 16, and UConn is very vulnerable right now, and so is Duke with the injury. So Michigan State can easily make the Final Four, and Michigan is so good. I mean, they have a free shot to Elite Eight, in my opinion, and I think they're going to make the Final Four also. So there is a chance that both teams make the national championship game and play each other for a third time, and I think that would be absolute cinema.
All right, Nick, and since we are the voice of Michigan State on this great radio station, who do you say needs to have a good tournament for Michigan State to have a real run?
I think Jordan Scott. I think Jeremy Fears is going to do what he does and get 15 points, around 10 assists. I think Jackson Kohler is going to do what he does. But I think for us to take that next step is we're going to need guys like Jordan Scott to keep on hitting his threes and play good defense. Jordan Scott struggled in the Big Ten tournament against UCLA, and that's kind of why we lost. His defense rotation just weren't there when he has been all season. But if he's playing his A game, I think we can go very far.
Quick prediction on how far Michigan State will go, or even how far Michigan will go?
In my bracket that I did, I have Michigan State losing to Duke in the Elite Eight. But I do see us winning that game just because Duke has injury problems with their starting point guard. And for Michigan, I think they're going to make the Final Four. And if you make the Final Four, anything can happen at that point.
Nick Fardella, thank you, sir. WJR's MSU Sports Digital Reporter. We'll look forward to your reports throughout the next several days. Thanks, Nick.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure. 129 at WJR.